Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now for my listeners, let me ask you a question. Do you have a pet? Well, most of you know that I do. My pet is Zoe, the talking dog who has her own career on YouTube. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to live without someone who gives you unconditional love? Have you ever wanted to know why your pet is so important in your life? Well, do you have the time? I could talk for hours about Zoe. Now, would you like to learn what happens when your mantra is, if I can do it, so can you? I love it. Tell me, have you ever heard of a fabulous book called Happy Work, Happy Life, An Inside Job? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to find the funny side of a happy life? If you can answer yes, or maybe, to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today we'll be having a first-time guest on the show, and I'm very excited to have her with us because I've spent this afternoon browsing her website, and she's very eclectic. She is an author, and she will provide us with wonderful information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about her comedy career. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk For Media, and our show is syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax. As you enter the no wine zone, pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Name a career, and this humorist has probably tried it. After many spins of the little silver ball in her game of career roulette, it has perfectly landed on funny, motivational speaker, stand-up comedian, author, and coach. Her job experiences have led to vast, valuable knowledge about how to live the life you've always wanted. I'm so pleased to welcome to the show today. Hello, Donna Fuller from Texas. How are you, dear?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited about having you on the show. You know, when we start the show, I always like, especially with new guests, to have you share a little bit of your background story, how your success story began, where you were raised, and I also love to hear about early mentors.
Oh, great. well, I live in Texas, Central Texas, and I was raised on a farm, but we lived across town in a very popular neighborhood in a great town outside of San Antonio called New Braunfels.
Okay.
It's the home of Schlitterbahn and the Worst Fest, so many people know what that means.
Okay.
And, yeah, and so I had the same address, same friends, same school from kindergarten to 12th grade, so it was pretty stable.
Okay.
And today I am married to my husband, Maverick,
Okay, and I love that name.
I know. In Texas and a Maverick, right? We've been married almost 24 years, and we live in a barn on 45 acres in central Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We don't have any two-legged kids, just four-legged. And, they don't talk back, and I don't have to put them through college. So
I was just going to say the exact two things you said, and commend you on being so smart.
And so, you know, today I'm a funny motivational speaker, stand-up comedian, and now I wrote a book.
Okay. Now, were you an only child, and in school, were you the class clown?
Usually the class clown. I'm not an only child. I have a younger brother, and then I'm also adopted, so I have a couple of brothers that live outside of Nashville, where my mom lives.
Okay. So, Nashville. Oh, that's a fun city. I love that city. Okay, so how did you get going with the humor, being a stand-up comedian? Because as we shared before we went on the air, I've dabbled in that, and I'm in total awe of people who do that. Did you have a funny mentor, or how did this come about?
Well, I've always had, you know, funny bone, and I joined a Toastmasters club in Austin named Laughing Matters. And it's awesome. All we do is funny stuff. And so I went there to kind of rekindle my speaking passions. And I started winning some awards for funny speeches. And they actually are probably the only group that has stand-up slots.
Okay.
And so they said, you know, why don't you try it? And I tried it. And then I went and took some classes. And year before last, I went to my first Clean Comedy Challenge.
Okay.
And that was a blast. It was like, you know, comedy and beach, you know, was what's not to like. Uh-huh. So it was great. And I had some really great feedback, really good feedback.
Where did that take place?
Well, it was at St. Pete's Beach in Florida. Now they have it in Indiana or Ohio.
Okay.
Indiana, I think they have it now. So they have it every year.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I always share with our listeners, I'm a member of AATH, Association of Applied Therapeutic Humor, and this year they're having their conference in Phoenix. I live about an hour from Phoenix, and it is so wonderful when you see people who connect and do clean comedy. I think it's something we need, and it's just such an eclectic group of people, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's 10 times harder to, you know, more hard to come up with a clean, you know, bit than it is to drop F-bomb.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I agree with you completely. Now, you share how the human-animal bond saved you from meaningless jobs and that led you to your life's purpose. What animal led you?
Well, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I was, you know, and some days I was, you know, faithful and fearless, but most days I was scared out of my ever-loving mind. I looked down at my office floor, and I had my furry support group at my feet, and they, you know, I felt safe and accepted, and they really kept me moving forward despite my fears. And I was pretty hard for many years, and, you know, their unconditional love just softened me and opened me up to a life I could have never have imagined.
Okay, and what are the names of the three on your support system?
Well, they're passed now, but my first one was Buddy, and he was a golden lab. He was such a good dog. Oh, he was wonderful. And
Gold, then I had an Australian.
And, you know, they use those for service dogs now. They use those just for service dogs. They're so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And and then I had an Australian cattle dog named Lady.
Oh, okay.
And she was not a lady at all. She was mean.
Okay.
She was soft and fluffy on the outside, but on the inside, she was in a constant state of PMS. It was terrible.
The PMS dog. I love that.
Yes. And then I had another, a golden retriever was my golden child named Lexi. And,
Lexi.
Kind of funny. She was untrained and she ate my wedding ring.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that come about? I mean, I've never.
Well, scarfed it down, pooped it out on 23 acres, and I never saw it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, I've heard about dogs eating shoes and all kinds of things. Our friend's dog, when we take care of their dog, Ernie, when Ernie comes over, she always goes around and picks up my husband's socks and his underwear. And I said, where was this dog 40 years ago when we started out?
Right? Not funny. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, okay, you had your three dogs and that softened you. And then you you work with organizations that help people with balancing their lives. And you feel that having an animal makes you a better parent, employee, spouse, and a better pet parent. And I totally agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about your book, Happy Work, Happy Life, An Inside Job, Humorous Work Stories of How the Healing Power of Pets Saved My Sanity. Not your sanity. Yeah, I have to say that right. Saved Your Sanity. What a great title.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's a collection of humorous work stories and the lessons that I learned from some of my jobs. You know, it's just my journey of how I found my passion and purpose and how I got to my happy, healthy place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the key to being in that place is, you know, really an inside job. And okay. I had to get happy and healthy on the inside first, which I did with lots of self-care and with the help of my pets.
Mm-hmm. And just out of curiosity, does Maverick support your comedy career?
Oh, yes. He's fine. He's like, whatever makes me happy.
Oh, okay. Well, he sounds like the perfect man.
He is.
I think I like him already.
He's a keeper.
And I love your book. So we're going to take a break and hear from the sponsors who I really, really love. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about Happy Work, Happy Life, An Inside Job by Donna Fuller. We'll be right back.
Orgasm long and prosper. Learn the secret of the one-hour orgasm. Experience the dynamic connection between extended orgasm and spirit. Enhance your bedroom skills with precise instruction in the art of ecstatic sex. Become an accomplished lover capable of sexually satisfying any partner. Men, master ejaculation control. Learn how to orgasm without coming. Cultivate sexual energy. Create a spiritual context for your lovemaking. Feel the bliss of full body, multiple orgasms. Learn how to relax in high states of arousal for extended periods. Visit www.howtoprolongsexualorgasm.com. The Boy on Shady Grove Road explores a humble but adventurous childhood in rural Arkansas during the 1940s and 50s. Clyde McCulley's juvenile innocence and sense of wonder capture universal mysteries and dreams of childhood, while coming to terms with family, friends, and faith in the segregated South. With wit and heartfelt gratitude, The Boy on Shady Grove Road ponders the most basic questions while celebrating the warmth of belonging, the joys of freedom, and the simple pleasures of life. Available on Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. We're visiting today with someone who is a winner and not a whiner, and we're talking about our pets. And I just want to share with everyone that some people can actually be orgasmatic about their animals, and Donna and I are in that category. Donna, tell us what writing this book was like for you, and obviously this is your first book, right?
Yes, and probably my last.
Oh, don't say that. You know, you're young. You'll write another one.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I thought being married was the hardest job I ever had until I wrote this book.
It is.
And you know, I'm not trying to discourage anybody from writing a book, because if I can do it, so can you. Mm-hmm. You know, I never had a burning desire to write a book. I have a hard time sitting still, and I have a short attention span. So, but because I knew how I was, at least I made some choices that made the process a little bit easier.
Yeah. So, and how long did it take you?
A full year.
1 year. Well, that's short, really, because most of my books take between 2 to 40 years. So one year is very, very short. What kind of a writer are you? Do you write in the morning? Are you disciplined? How did you get this book out?
Well, I had to get disciplined. Mm-hmm. I worked with an editor along the way, which was very helpful. And so she helped me stay on track and connect the story to the lessons and to keep it brief. So, I'm normally a morning person. My bedtime's at 9:30. So yeah, I'm a morning person. That's when the best stuff comes out. But I wrote this book with myself in mind, you know, funny and short, like my attention span.
Okay.
And I wrote this book so the audience could have something funny and motivating and life-changing to read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the lessons I learned in one of my jobs is that people desperately need humor in their life.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to give them that gift. You know, I just wanted to give them that gift.
Exactly what I went for with my book, Thou Shalt Not Whine. I went for sweet and short, and I went for a book that people could pick it up, read a short story, put it down, and pick it up again. I didn't want anyone to feel they had to make a long, long commitment. Now, we must talk about the cover of your book. It is like one of the cutest covers I've ever seen. How did that come about?
Well, so when people see it, it's got this adorable chocolate lab on the front. And that lab, the dog, just really represents my passion for pets. Mm-hmm. And it also represents my background in animal health. I'm a pet nutritionist, dog trainer, and I was a drug rep for vet clinics. And that line of work gave me a lot of comedy material, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, most of it just really and truly, it really represents how the healing power of pets saved my sanity.
Oh, okay. Saved your family?
Sanity.
Sanity. Okay. I was wondering if this was a family project.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, I like, okay. Yeah, you're now very sane, because I can tell by talking to you.
Yes, I am now.
What kind of a reaction do you get from people about your book? How is it received?
Well, they say it's the perfect length, message, and font.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't know if you know this, they say it's 14 is the new 12. I think that's font. I wanted to be able to read my own book, and I love it. when people say, oh, I was a babysitter, or oh, I scooped ice cream, or I was a waitress, you know, because I really feel the connection, you know, they're really getting it and they're enjoying it and they're reminiscing about their own life. And I've had a lot of people say, I didn't want it to end.
Oh.
And that was really gratifying to me. But the sweetest testimony that I, testimonial I had was a little 11-year-old girl named Layla bought the book.
Uh-huh.
And she was home, she's homeschooled. And so I saw her mom a couple of weeks later and she goes, I have to tell you about this book. She won't put it down. And I thought kind of strange at 11. And she said, her dad had to get after her because she wasn't doing her homework. He said, Layla, you need to read those school books over there because they're a classic. And she said, but this one will be.
Oh, wow. It doesn't get any better better than that. Now, now you also are a motivational speaker. How, I mean, and you're also doing motivational comedy. How did that come about? Was it a frightening thing for you to do?
No, never.
Really?
yeah, when I went to that challenge, well, I'd already been doing the speeches, humor speeches, and so I went to that comedy challenge, and I just realized, we were talking about this earlier, I have to be funny during banker's hours. My bedtime's at 9:30. I don't like the open mics. I don't do any of that. So I had joined a group called Door-to-Door Comedy, and we did clean comedy all over Texas, apartment complexes and churches, and it was awesome. And so there was like four or five of us. And I knew I wanted to create, I knew I wanted the book, and I knew I needed to do this motivational speaking. And so I just combined the two. And it's been a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, I like that. Now, so what? How long is your routine when you speak?
I have an hour presentation,
but
I have two presentations. My one is my keynote, the main keynote, and so I work with organizations that want happy, healthy, engaged employees at work and at home. And when I do this keynote, I break down the word thrive. And T is tap into your superpowers. H is handle life with humor. R is replenish. I is ignite your passions. V is vision. And E is exert positive energy.
Okay.
So that is my big motivational presentation.
Okay. And that, I love acronyms. And that takes 1 hour, right?
I could go longer if I wanted, but it's an hour right now. And and then I also have, you were talking earlier, I also have another presentation. It's customer service. And all I know about customer service, I learned in dog training.
and it's just brilliant. cover at your website, which we're going to talk about in our next segment. You cover a lot of things about why it matters, how I do it, and what people learn in this routine. All customer service, all I know about customer service I learned in dog training. Now, this is brilliant. Do you speak to a lot of companies?
Yes, I've started to. Of course, always looking for more. I think it can be used in any industry because it's customer service. Because, you know, when you're training a dog, it's not about training a dog. the dog's the easy part. So I just took what I learned in dog training and I paralleled the two with customer service and voila.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And I hope anyone who's listening to us will go to Donna's website, and it's called Fuller Humor, FullerHumor.com, and check it out. We're going to share more information about how you can contact her in our next segment after we contact our sponsors. We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in four different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.connie'srandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion, by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. the Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channeled journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com.
Welcome back, and we're visiting with my guest today, Donna Fuller. This is the first time she's been on the show, and I'm enjoying her so much. Donna, let's share your website information, and could you share with my listeners how they can get your book and how they can contact you so they can invite you to speak at an event?
Absolutely. So my website is fullerhumor.com. That's FullerHumor.com.
Okay.
Let's see. My email address is dfuller@fullerhumor.com. My book is on Amazon.
Okay. Good.
Kindle and in print. And
wonderful.
So you can find it there. And then also, if a person wants a signed copy, they should contact me on my website and or call me or whatever, and you can order it that way. So I'll be happy to sign,
Oh, what a fun gift to give for someone who is an animal lover or someone who is just in the workforce. Now, share a little bit about your work history before you actually discovered your passion.
Well, I started earning a living when I was about 8. And see in the book, I've done everything from vegetable stands to waitressing to scooping ice cream. One of the titles of my chapters is Jailer, ice cream queen. And so, when you're young and fearless and kind of stupid, at least though back then. That's the time when I took jobs I enjoyed because they were a natural fit. I didn't really think it to death.
Yes.
But unfortunately, as you get older, passion often takes a backseat to obligation. Like the obligation to put other people's needs before your own, maybe like a spouse or kids or parents, or maybe the obligation to make other people happy. I can't tell you how many times I made a choice in life that was a lousy fit for me, but I'm thinking, my mom and dad are going to be so happy.
I think we've all done that. Share with us a little bit about what was your worst job.
Oh, well, this one's not even in the book, but short story, I worked in an attorney's office. We did Social Security claims, so the clients were all very sick and broke and crabby.
Right.
So I got called bad names all day long. They took out me. So, I still had some empathy for the clients, but the office manager was doing the same thing to me. So I stayed in a very abusive work environment for 2 years and had panic attacks the last 6 months and cried every day for the last 6 months. So it was the worst job I ever had.
It doesn't sound like fun. Now let's swing over to what was your best job that you've ever had.
Well, up until now, the best one I had was when I was a dog drug dealer. I was a drug rep for veterinarian clinics. So it was at that point where I had had enough work on myself. I did a lot of work on myself. And it was at that point where I brought everything to the table. The superpowers, the humor, the health, my passion for animal health, the vision and the positive energy. And so I was very, very successful because I had it going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you don't ever really think of drugs for dogs. You know, people take drugs all the time. And you don't think about the fact that there's a whole pharmaceutical industry for animals. And this must have been fun because you got to go to different, you'd call it different veterinarians.
Yes. My territory was very large because Texas is pretty large. And I had, I don't know how many clinics, 300 clinics probably. And it was so rewarding. You know, it came after I was a demonstrator and then I was a dog trainer. And then I took this up. So I had the experience in the animal health field and I had very good sales experience. And this was just wonderful. And I have a story in my keynote presentation about creating a vision for this job. And I got this job, the ideal vision, ideal job in 7 days.
Okay. I love that. That could be another book. I know you said you're not going to write another book, but I'm here to tell you, I have a feeling you're going to be writing many, many books. Now, share with our listeners. I know you don't believe me, but you wait and see. I'm also kind of psychic. So, what do you consider some of your biggest successes in life?
Well, you know, when you put your passions on the back burner and you just keep doing what you got to do, well, you start to fill those voids in other ways. You know, you stay busy, you stay distracted, you stay at the drive-thru. So I packed on 60 pounds.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Yeah. So those lovely 60 pounds, they sapped me of my energy, enthusiasm, and my confidence. So I decided my job was to drop that weight once and for all.
Okay. And
60 pounds.
How did you do that, dear?
Well, I'm in part of a 12-step program called the Grace Eaters Anonymous, kind of like Overeaters Anonymous.
Uh-huh.
And so I call my food into a sponsor every day. I weigh and measure everything I eat. And,
okay.
I look forward to doing it for the rest of my life.
Wow. How long did it take you to lose 60 pounds?
About 6 months.
6 months. Okay. And it's called Cheaters Anonymous?
No. Gray Cheaters, or maybe it's Gray Cheaters Anonymous. Gray Cheaters Anonymous. And the reason it's called that because the menu is on a gray piece of paper.
I've never heard of that. And we've heard about a lot of weight loss stories and theories on this show. So then you discovered your passion, your passions, and you committed to that. And this vision you had of working in the animal health industry, when did you think that was a possibility? How did that happen?
Well, when I realized that pets were my passion, a week later, I became a dog food demonstrator.
So
it was awesome. I was in pet stores across Texas, and I stood there, looked pretty, and gave away free pet food, and I got to love on all kinds of critters.
Oh, okay.
And, it was wonderful. And then that progressed into being a dog trainer.
Okay.
And then I took what I knew, and I wanted a job that was an excellent fit. And those two were great, but I wanted a job where I was going to make some really good money and just be an excellent fit. And so I just thought, you know, you bring about what you think about. And so I wrote down my ideal job vision, and 7 days later, I had the job.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
7 days.
The funny thing is, Yeah, 7 days. And the funny thing is I had all these naysayers. Oh, do you know how hard it is to get in that field? Do you know how long it'll take? And I was like, And 7 days later, I had my ideal job.
Okay. Let me go back up a little bit. To become a dog trainer, where do you go and how long does it take?
Oh, well, I worked for PetSmart as a dog trainer, and they have an accredited training program.
Oh.
And so they paid me to be trained. And so anybody that's out there that might be considering that field, which is a phenomenal field, yes, PetSmart has an accredited program. And so I highly suggest that you start there.
Oh, I think that's wonderful because Zoe has an appointment at 10 o'clock tomorrow at PetSmart to have a bath and be brushed. And PetSmart is all over the country. That, you know, we should keep talking about PetSmart. Maybe they'll want to be one of my sponsors.
Yes.
And how long did it take you to become a dog trainer?
I think training, if I remember, maybe 3 weeks. Maybe 3 weeks. And then they already knew because I'd already been speaking about pet education across Texas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they knew that I could handle it. So, and they let me loose and I started bringing in the crowds. It was awesome.
Okay. Now, when you go to dog training school, do you have to take a dog with you or do you just go on your own?
No, at PetSmart, they have like each territory or each region has one major group, and so there's a head trainer that brings you in from wherever you are, whatever store you're in, they train you on the job. And she had a dog because at that point none of mine was, so she had a dog that we used. It was very good.
Okay. All right. That is fascinating. Thank you for sharing that. So for all of our listeners who are looking for a new career, who love animals, go to PetSmart.com and look into that program. Right now, we're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors. And when we come back with Donna, we're going to talk a little bit about a few of the chapters in her wonderful book, Work Happy, Happy Life, An Inside Job.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. Rachel Carson wrote, "Spring now comes unheralded by the return of the birds, and the early mornings are strangely silent where once they were filled with birdsong. Little did she know the movement she began would lead to the destruction she envisaged." Announcing the release of John Graves' new book, Broken Wing, Birds, Blades, and Broken Promises. Today's wind turbines kill millions of birds, require backup power plants, are harmful or deadly to humans, have enormous costs. There are alternative wind turbine choices. The wealthiest benefit from wind. We pay higher prices. The story is conservation, the environment.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems. People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. Precious Personalities is also available at audiblebooks.com. Today we have a priceless personality visiting with us, and she is sharing her success story. And her success story is quite amazing. She found her passion for animals in a commitment to a job. She found her passion for speaking, her passion for writing, and then she turned around and lost 60 pounds. So she has really had quite an amazing transformation. How long did this whole process take you?
It took me about 6 months to lose the weight, and I maintained it for 9 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I particularly love your story about you created a vision and it all came through in 7 days. So that is totally the power of positive thinking. So this makes you an expert, doesn't it?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. No question. That's what I always tell people who ask me about how you become an expert. And, you know, one of the first things you do to become an expert, and you have done that, is you write a really fabulous book. And your book is fabulous. It's available at Amazon, and you can go to Donna's website, fullerhumor.com. Now, let's talk a little bit about, I love this topic, all I know about customer service, I learned in dog training. So what could you take from dog training to working with people?
Well, so some of the things that you use is you learn to create a positive, well-timed association with others.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to increase a desired behavior with positive reinforcement. And I did that with homemade nanner pudding.
Okay.
It was the treat. It was the treat for all the veterinarian clinics. They and it was like crack cocaine, and it was a big hit. Yep. So that, and then the importance of consistency, staying consistent.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. And it's so true. Basically, people and animals all deserve to be treated with courtesy and, as you said, consistency. And I love the part where you disguised it all in comedy, which makes it so much palatable for most people, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the funny stuff builds the bond between people.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
You know, That's how I used it growing up. You know, it can diffuse some situations, it can give you relief, and it can too save your sanity. You find the humor. You know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What would you tell someone to help them change their life, to help them start being healthy, happy, and engaged, and to find their passion? What would you tell them?
Well, I think that, first of all, you know, you want to think about things that you enjoy doing, because usually you are very good at what you enjoy. So you have to tap into your superpowers. You need to find the humor in situations and with people that derail you. You know, that humor allows you to push through and persevere. And that, like I said, the humor will save your sanity.
Mm-hmm.
I highly suggest that you get out and have some fun. Get a massage. Nourish your body and mind. Take a nap. How great would this world be if we took more naps?
I love that.
You know?
Yeah.
I think you need to do yourself a favor. Find your passions. Put them on the front burner and do what sets your heart on fire.
And we have had so many guests, and they have said exactly what you're saying, that once you find your passion, guess what? It's no longer work. It's something you enjoy doing so much, you would do it for free. Don't you agree?
Yeah, up until a certain point.
Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah.
But yes, I have done it for free, just all across Texas I have. And yes, but it's something that I just, you know, you come alive, you know. I feel alive getting up in front of people, making them laugh, teaching them things. That's just, I come alive.
Oh, for sure. And it gets that adrenaline going. Now, Donna, you end each chapter of your book with, "And if I can do it, so can you." That is a fabulous mantra. It's very similar to my mantra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how did you come up with that?
Well, you know, the way I see it is I'm just your average Jolene. You know, I'm just somebody that wants to make a living doing what I love and love what I do. And I want to be happy and healthy and balanced and engaged in life. And but I'm just one of you. And I'm thinking, if I can do it, so can you. No excuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, as I always say at the end of my show, if you think it, you can do it. So I think we're on
Absolutely.
The same page on that one. Now, before we close out our wonderful interview with Donna Fuller, briefly, could you just share with us what success means to you today as we speak?
Yes. Well, I believe a fuller, thriving life includes service, self-care, and success. And when we do that with humor and passion and vision and positive energy, you know, we absolutely thrive. When we thrive, we can fully serve others. And isn't that the meaning of success?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you obviously, you don't know this, but I adore alliteration. So service, self-care, and success, that's right up my alley. And I'm sure that all of my listeners, I hope you're writing that down. I hope you're taking it in. I hope that you will go to Donna Fuller's website, fullerhumor.com, visit with her, contact her, and you really, really must buy her book. We are looking forward, Donna, to having you back, because I have the content page of your book in front of me, and some of the titles for your chapters, they're pretty hysterical.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would say you ought to, in your resume, after comedy, stand-up comedy, motivation, I think you need to get ready to add humorist. You're a humorist in the tradition of Will Rogers and Irma Bombeck. It's been delightful to have you on the show, and we look forward to having you come back in the future.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to be of service to you and your listeners.
Wonderful. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today as much as I've enjoyed sharing Donna Fuller with you. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Donna. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. You know, we love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, you need to stop whining, start smiling, and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Or better yet, get yourself a pet. Thank you to my wonderful guest today, Donna Fuller. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Soranto.
Be found. Love it is all around me.
Thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.